News Radio 690 KTSM presents the second hour of the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. And by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here. Melissa's off. She'll be back next week. But we are brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future 2020 Census Campaign. There's that bell. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 Census form. And speaking of Melissa, we do have a history moment here, produced and written by same lady named Melissa, and it's for the El Paso History Alliance and the City of Socorro. Hit the bell again. What the heck? You got the bell, Andy? No, you don't. I didn't warn you enough. Anyway, her history moment today is about the first black police officers in El Paso.
The color barrier. El Paso's first black police officers were hired in 1946. Douglas Walls was invited by Mayor Dan Ponder to join the police force. The next black officer to join the force was Roscoe Roberts. Later that same year, Mayor Ponder appointed two more black police officers, Stafford Keyes and Telton Williams. The officers were given all the needed police equipment used in their duties. Though promised police cars, they would never receive them. These new officers were referred to as ground pounders because they walked beats instead of driving police cars. They were assigned to the black and Mexican American neighborhoods. Initially, the Mexican American population did not accept or respect the black officers. In time, though, the Mexican community realized the officers would uphold the law, treat them fairly, and respectfully. The black community, too, expressed mixed feelings. Their expectations were that officers were their buddies and would ignore violations of the law. Both communities in time realized that the officers took pride in their responsibilities and made no exceptions to violators. The early experiences of black officers laid the foundation for all future black officers that followed. Through their commitment and dedication, the modern department has had black officers rise to some of the highest ranks in the department. I'm Melissa Sargent for El Paso History Moments, brought to you by the City of Socorro's Shape Your Future 2020 Census Project.
You got the bell. Get the bell. Hit the bell. What the heck? Yeah, okay, fine. Well, they sponsor that, too. I mean, we really appreciate them. They're talking to us from Socorro, so we talk back to them. Anyway, the History Moment is written and produced by Melissa on Facebook now. It's the History Alliance, so she does this for more than 50,000 followers. Check that place out on Facebook. It's El Paso History Alliance. And if you want some info on all that stuff, call up Bernie, the husband, 915-581-7920. And also another great partner in El Paso History Work is Barbara Given Bainey, otherwise known as BGB. But she is an operator of a great Facebook page called Remember in El Paso When. So you can go there for archived pictures galore. 33,000 members on that one. If you use their pictures, just attribute them, please. And don't repeat them. They get mad about that. And Bernie is a moderator of that thing, along with Craig Hayes and, as I mentioned, Barbara, Ken Weiss, Paul Louis, and then that esteemed Bernie Sargent there. Hey, Al Borrego, you still here?
I'm still with you.
Excellent. And Martha Vera?
I'm still here.
Do I need to truly R on that, Martha Vera?
No, it's just Vera.
Vera, okay. See, I'm not real good at that anyway. And Borrego, I can do that. That's cool. I mean, see, I grew up in El Paso, so I know what I'm listening to, but I don't know what I'm talking about half the time when it comes to Spanish. God bless you both for being great Spanish speakers. But, Al, I remember back, I've done videos on El Paso history for 20 years. Back in the early days, we did one, Andrew, here comes that video clip thing. Back in the early days, I have a video clip of a story about the Adobe history of San Elizario. And that was something we did that was also how the town could become an arts community. This was way back in like 03 and 04. Sounds like you managed to pull that off. We'll talk about that. But let's hear the clip. The audio... it's from a TV video that I produced in 2005, narrated by Suzanne Michaels. You'll hear that voice. Haven't heard her in a while. And get this. The interview in the clip is with then-County Commissioner Miguel Terán. The entire video is now on YouTube channel El Paso History TV.
This is one of the most magnificent adobe properties available in San Elizario. It's the Adobe Horseshoe Dinner Theater. These doors leading into the Adobe Horseshoe have a great story. They were smuggled out of Mexico in full view as the handmade sides of a truck that was filled with clay pots. The Adobe Horseshoe Dinner Theater could be rejuvenated as a dinner theater, or as an art gallery, or perhaps as the tasting room of a new vineyard here in San Eli.
Naturally, this is also the first setting of the grape winemakers of the area. Laid out their grapes along Socorro Road here. And this is what happened back in the early part of the 17th, 18th century.
With its rural setting, southwest climate, adobe charm, historic relevance, and closeness to a major metropolitan center, San Elizario is poised as a near-perfect location for development as an arts community. San Eli, where the adobe tradition was born in the United States, is a treasured part of El Paso's historic Mission Trail.
Interesting stuff there. We did that a long time ago. And back then, it was a dream of some people to have an arts colony. You've been doing pretty good down there, Al.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Thanks to Commissioner Don, who did so much to the area here to revitalize it back during his term.
He put some money in it.
Great job, and they put some really good money into the area. And, of course, now we're working it, trying to make it. And he's absolutely right about the wine. Weird that you brought that up, because yesterday I was doing an interview with a gentleman about who had mentioned to me years ago that they, when they were at the elementary school here in San Elizario, he's about 86 years old now. He told me that they used to go to this little barn where they had a lot of barrels of wine.
Oh, boy.
And it was right near the school, and they would climb in through the window at lunchtime or after school and take a sip of that wine. And I drove him around yesterday, and I said, well, where exactly was it? And he really could never tell me the name of the man till he saw the house. And he says, it was right there, and right there where that trailer is. They used to have the barn, and they had these huge barrels. Of course, you can imagine a little kid thinks the barrel's pretty big.
Yeah.
But the guy's name, and I'll tell you, Connie Vasquez, if she's listening, will really enjoy this. The guy's name was Don Ruperto Carvajal.
Say that again.
Don Ruperto Carvajal. That was the guy that was doing the wine
here
in the historic district.
Your phone is going slightly digital. I don't know if you're wandering around or not, but find a good spot. But that's a bizarre history all by itself. You know, my dream is to go to the Tiguas on the way down the Mission Trail and get one a loaf of bread, drop into Lacone Dairy, pick up a bunch of cheese, and come down to your place and get some wine. Is that likelihood still there?
Well, it's coming back. We shut down the Adobe Horseshoe back in November.
Oh, okay.
But it's getting ready to open up again as the Pifleros del Adobe Cantina and Grill. And they'll be opening here probably sometime towards the end of the month.
Excellent. So that's going to turn back into something. Are they going to use just the front part for the restaurant or the whole dinner theater big stage place?
Yeah, they're doing the restaurant in the front, and then they're still doing the events in the back.
Okay.
And they will have, so that's a good sign right there. Also, I've been talking to a gentleman about starting up a vineyard here in the historic district area.
They should.
And he's looking very positive at that, and might come to fruition.
Well, you need that kind of activity there, because that's a fabulous little town, and it could be a fabulous little big old town, like Old Town Mesilla, you know. And people in El Paso still send visitors to Mesilla to go see the sights and the shops and get some food. That, I think you're working on San Elizario, and it could come out to be kind of a similar thing with probably as genuine a history as Mesilla, for sure. Because San Elizario, it's been around, but it ain't gone nowhere. It's amazing what's happened there. Good.
Yeah, we've got a lot more history, I think, than anywhere else. And, now we've got, three museums here in the district. We've got a bunch of art galleries. We've got restaurants and coffee shop and gift shop. So, and, of course, we've got the beautiful chapel.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of activities that go on during the normal year, and we're starting to bring those back. So we're doing pretty good down here. I think you can definitely make a day of it down here in San Luis.
Escamilla Gallery, and does Gaspar have something open? Gaspar Enriquez?
Yeah, Gaspar's open. So is Escamilla or Saldana. Erica Merle got her reopen. Yeah, there's a bunch of them open already, and we're open now. I mean, the museums are open. We're all running under COVID CDC guidelines.
Oh, yeah, so yeah, you got
you
to. Yeah.
Still come down and check it out.
And when you shoot Billy the Kid, he won't get COVID either.
No, he's immune.
He'll get lead poisoning. I don't know. We had a question come up here. It's a valid question. The live streaming on the full conference, are you also going to be live streaming Martha's talk tomorrow?
No, we won't be live streaming the talk, but we will record it and put it on our channel page.
Okay, now.
It'll be up there probably by Tuesday or Wednesday.
Talk about languages. Everything's in English, and does it go into Spanish, or what are you doing?
Okay, so the Martha's will be in English. But the conference will be in English and Spanish, since we have quite a few speakers coming from Mexico. But we have simultaneous translation services on live while we're here. You wear a little thing like the UN.
Okay, and
automatic translating it. And on the streaming, we'll also run another stream. There will be two streams. One will be the actual stream, and the other one will be simultaneous translation stream.
Way to go, dude, because that's what needs to happen. El Paso needs to be publicized and all of its history, and that's a fabulous way to do it. My hat's off to you. I did what I could with the videos I've got, and if you'll take the next stage and just push it, I think that'll be fabulous. Because you've been doing conferences for, what, 26, 8, 9 years? What is it?
This will be our 29th annual conference.
Wow.
Here in San Luis.
Can you imagine if all of those had been recorded?
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that have been great?
We did what we could back in 2010. We put a bunch of those on, and I have yet to put those on. I've got those still. We sold them as DVDs for a while, but I'm thinking of just putting those on YouTube. And we had the Crypto Jews. We had the wine stuff. Great history from historians all over the El Paso Valley. So those may hit the fan here at one point. They'll be English only.
Yeah, we'd like to add them to our archives as well, because our archives, we're working on that now, and we're going to go digital with the archives as well. So we'd love to have those in there as well.
We got to figure out a way to cross-promote, because my YouTube channel gets a lot of history of people looking at it, and I need to figure out how to promote your stuff in there. Maybe I could put copies of your stuff on my channel. I don't know. We'll have to work on that. But somehow we'll work that deal. Martha, tell us some more thoughts about what you're seeing here, because I think you're getting more excited about the history as you keep going to Spain, digging around, finding stuff, aren't you?
Yes, because this is information that we don't know, that we didn't know, and that's not written down in any book, you know, any history book that we have. And so my plan and my mission is to get all of this written down. You know, there's proof here, you know, in Sor María's letters. She wrote a letter that Junipero Serra carried with him to encourage him and other priests to go out and minister to the natives.
All right,
back
up one second. Do a three-sentence summary of the nun you're talking about. Somebody may just join us on the radio program. The nun you're referring to was in Spain but appeared in America. Now keep going.
Yes. She bilocated to America. Her name is Sor María de Jesús de Ágreda. She was a cloistered nun in a convent called the Immaculate Conception, or the Convent of the Immaculate Conception. And she, the building that's there right now is a building that she actually had built. The original convent was in her home where she was born. So, you know, it's a very interesting story. She has so much. She is considered a mystical person, a mystical author, a mystic of her time, and considered one of the best female writers of the 17th century.
And that's what you're translating that nobody's seen before in English, right?
Right.
Oh, my God.
And believe
me,
I mean, that was a chore to learn how to even understand what was in there. Or what was said, because this Spanish is so old that, you know, you have to keep practicing it. And in the beginning, I think, is what took me the longest because I was still learning that old Spanish. And now, it's, you know, I can go through the book pretty easily. And some of the things that I'm reading are just fascinating. And when I read about the Beatles and how, yes, she was on the Camino Real, is very important for our area.
Again, you have a lecture tomorrow, 4 o'clock in Santa Lazario at the Portales Overflow outside in nice, wonderful padded chairs that Al will provide.
Yes.
Folding chairs. I don't know what you
mean.
So
we'll be there.
It'll be good. But that's tomorrow. Your lecture's tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. And then, Al, the conference you're referring to, we've been talking about, is at the end of the week, and that's going to be September 11th to 13th. Okay. We can talk about this more. We got to do a couple of things here real quick. Melissa has been working from home, it looks like, and she has put up all the conference and all of the details on the history conference and the details on everything you got coming up here. It's now on our Facebook page. If you want to go find it, it's at El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. And the promo, we started out in the 9,000 range. We're now at 10,472 people have seen this on our Facebook page. So, hey, your numbers are growing here, Al. How about that? So be it.
That's great.
All right. Taking a break here. Coming back in a minute, and we'll talk further. Call us up, 544-KTSM, or you can reach an email here at ephistory690@gmail.com.
Our community has been losing out on its part of hundreds of millions of dollars for schools, hospitals, roads, bridges, and more. Now, in this 2020 census, only 62% of residents in our community have responded to the census so far. But there is still time. You have until September 30th to be counted and make a difference in your community. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to fill out the census today. And don't forget, by law, your responses are completely confidential and cannot be viewed or used against you. The city of Socorro reminds you to fight for your future. Fill out your 2020 census today. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino, enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
From unlikely heroes to world-changing tragedies and powerful examples of the American spirit, there's a whole side of American history that's been pushed to the shadows.
Within a few short years, Radium's future grew to be the new bright and shiny object. But Marie's beautiful, glowing miracle had a darker side.
Get ready for a tour of American history unlike any other. Get ready for American Shadows. Find American Shadows on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows. So when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
This is an important message for all current and former Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts of America has declared bankruptcy. If you were sexually abused in scouting, you could receive compensation, but you must file a claim by November 16, 2020.
You may file a sexual abuse claim regardless of your current age or the year the sexual abuse occurred.
Visit officialbsaclaims.com or call 1-866-907-2721.
Paid for by the Boy Scouts of America. Can Donald Trump really beat Joe Biden? Now, Blitz, a new bestseller by David Horowitz, reveals President Trump's real game plan. Blitz even predicts Trump will win in a landslide. Mark Levin calls Blitz the indispensable book of the 2020 election. It's already a New York Times bestseller. Get Blitz or check out the free offer and save $28. Just go online to blitz411.com or call 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. Get Blitz today.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
The show is brought to you by the City of Socorro's Fight for Your Future 2020 Census Campaign. And we got a comment. Roy loves that bell. He's going to keep doing the bell. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020. To complete the 2020 census, and you got to do it, man, because otherwise they don't know how many congressmen to give us. If you don't have enough people, they say, we'll give the congressman to some other part of Texas. Isn't that about right, Andrew? Andrew J. Polk in here, thank you kindly for running the board and taking care of the phone calls. He has a radio program every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. right here on the same station, 690 a.m. It's called Talk El Paso, and you do take phone calls. It's kind of hard because you got to take them during the break because you're by yourself. But in the meantime, thank you for being there for this show here. We do appreciate that. Got to let people know who's coming in here. This is going to be a doozy. Next week on September the 12th, architect William Bilhelm, he's describing the renovation of the Plaza Hotel in downtown El Paso. He was one of the architects on the job. And he was instrumental in keeping much of the iconic historical items in the hotel. And also the vice president of Franklin Mountain Management, William Kell, he is going to join us. And that's on September the 12th, next Saturday. September 19th, get this, historian Sam Sanchez Sr., he's going to explain the amazing life of Cleophas Carreos. Cleophas Carreos was an El Paso visionary, a civic leader, and a passionate historian. He was an immigrant with dreams of becoming a citizen, seeking education, and helping others. He not only fulfilled those dreams, but sought out to help others just like him do the same. And he was one of the people who said, hey, you know what? You need an El Paso County Historical Society. And that formed in 1954. He was big in stuff. And so that's coming up on September 19th. September 26th, we got the Tom Lee crowd in here. First Lady Adair Margo, Holly Cox. Maybe she's not second lady, but she's just a nice lady. And she'll be in here on the air previewing the Tom Lee Month for 2020 and how they will help celebrate the history of El Paso's famous artists and our own history all over the place. October 3rd, we get the county ladies in here, Andrea Hutchins and Valerie Venezia. They're from the El Paso County Economic Development. They're going to talk about the new county historic district, and Janine Young will join them to explain historic markers. A lot going on there. Hey, Al, how many historic markers? Al Borrego, how many historic markers do you have down there? Do you know, out there in the Plaza Santa Lazario?
A ton of them.
I'd say five or six.
I don't know exactly how many, but I'd probably say about five here in the district.
Well, you've got the Camino Real, you've got the plaza itself, you got Santa Lazario. That, folks, is an incredibly historic spot. You want to go see some history, you can actually go touch it down there. You can touch those plaques. It won't hurt you. It won't hurt the plaques either. They're pretty much solid brass. But that's right out in front of the church. And that church, that's not a mission. People and over time have said, oh, that's the third mission down the trail. What is it, Al? You and I know what it is. What is it?
It's the Presidio Chapel. It was a chapel built for the military fort that they had here.
And what's the big difference besides that in the construction of the building? That fascinates me.
Well, there's a couple of big differences. The number one is, of course, the mission was built as a mission to evangelize the natives. And the chapel is built as a military chapel. All your missions will have the shape of a in the inside of the building.
Across.
It's usually a square building.
Your voice dropped out there. The missions are built in the shape of a cross. That's in Juarez, in Guadalupe, that's in Isleta, that's in Socorro. And when you get down to Santa Lazari, it was built much later, not that much later, but later. And at the time, it was a Presidio chapel. And it, the whole town is in memory of San Elciar. And that's an interesting story. He became a saint, right?
Right. He was a French patron saint of the military.
Interesting stuff. Martha, what are your thoughts on San Elizario? You hang out down there a whole lot.
I think San Elizario is one of the gems that we have here in El Paso, and people should visit it. Go learn about our history. It is a beautiful history, and it's still alive today. And I think that Al does a wonderful job of keeping it alive and, you know, making sure that people know what it was like in those days. You know, thinking about what was it like? It's not like what it is today. It's not how like we think today either.
No.
You know, so I think that Al is very good about bringing us to that point. And I think both San Elizario and Al are wonderful gems that we have, and we should go and discover.
Also, down there, sometimes when it's okay again, considering the pandemic, Al, you'll probably do more reenactments of the Oñate journey, will you not?
We normally do the arrival of the Oñate expedition in April during our conference, which we're hoping to have again in April 2021. And that's about the only time we do it. We do, of course, the other ones, Billy the Kid, and all the time every month. During our art market, which also has been thrown off until we get past this crisis that we're in.
All right, so explain just briefly, what does Billy the Kid have to do with San Elizario, Texas? He was a New Mexico kid.
Yeah, he was from, he actually grew up in Silver City, but, you know, we had a lot of discussion with Leon back in the day about it. And then I think I finally gave him enough history that he changed his mind on whether Billy the Kid actually was in San Elizario. The record shows that Billy came here in 1876 and busted out a guy by the name of Melquiades Segura out of the jail. It was a pretty simple deal. There was no shots fired. He got here with his friend. They went over to the jail, and they bamboozled the deputy that was there. Got Melquiades out, threw him in the cell, and they were gone.
And he put
pretty
the
much that's what happened.
And he threw the keys.
There's a lot more history around it.
He threw the keys on the roof, and the jailer finally got out. And you know, people should realize.
This morning when he was screaming, you know.
Oh yeah, it's the thing. People should realize that's an adobe building, so a guy with his fingernails could eventually scratch his way out of there. But no, those jail cells were steel. Right.
And they're still there.
Oh, yeah.
They still have the original cell there.
You can go walk in there, and if you take a psychic with you, the psychic will jump out of there because that place is full of spooks. I got news for you. Martha, have you ever been? You've been in those jail cells, haven't you?
I have.
Oh, goodness. There's spooks in there. We took Diana Calamia in there, and she couldn't stand it in there. She jumped right out. And you know what was weird, Al? We did that video. You were in that video. That's the Ghost Stories of El Paso Volume 2. And she jumped out of there, and as she jumped out, I didn't see it till in the editing room a couple of weeks later, there were white balls of light coming out of her hair. They had gotten, I kid you not, you talk about bilocating. These spooks were trying to get on her, and she got rid of them as she jumped out. That's another whole story for another day. We'll talk about that some other. Take another break here. It's what happened. We got Martha Vetta, who's the special counsel, honorary counsel of Spain to El Paso. And we have Al Borrego, let me see if I can get this right, the president of the San Elizario Genealogy and Historical Society. All that. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good enough. We'll take
that's
a
right.
Take a break, sell some soap, and come back. And we're going to play the bell again. We got a guy named Roy who loves that bell. We'll be back and doing that in a minute. 544 KTSM, or look at us. What is that thing over there? That's ephistory690@gmail.com or Facebook. And that is El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. Back in a moment.
With over 19 years of experience in the El Paso real estate market, Patrick Tuttle has successfully navigated the ups and downs of uncertain markets, including the last recession. And he can assist you in buying or selling in the current market. Call him today, 915-588-1850.
Hi, I'm Patrick Tuttle with Legacy Real Estate Services. I offer flexible fees, no upfront costs, and if you don't like me, fire me. Call me today at 915-588-1850. 588-1850.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. BABBEL.com.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It feels like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to andro400.com, andro400.com, or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. This ad is sponsored by Janelle & Associates Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas.
Attention all former Boy Scouts or Cub Scouts. If you were sexually abused by an adult scout leader, even if the abuse happened decades ago, listen closely as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. The Boy Scouts of America have billions of dollars in assets and have agreed to set up a victim compensation fund for victims of child sexual abuse, even if the abuse happened decades ago. Our attorneys can file a claim for you and get you the justice and closure you deserve while you remain completely anonymous. If you suffered abuses from scout leaders and those who knew about the abuse but failed to stop it, call our law firm's confidential scout abuse helpline at 800-679-2309, as you may be entitled to substantial compensation. But hurry, as time is running out to file a claim. Call 800-679-2309 right now to see if you are eligible for substantial compensation. Call 800-679-2309. That's 800-679-2309. 800-679-2309.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Here comes the bell. Hit the bell.
Our community.
No, not
our
that community. One. Not that one. The bell. There you go. Yeah. More cowbell, Andrew. More cowbell. You know that story. Anyway, that's the City of Socorro Fight for Your Future Sound 2020 Census Campaign. Visit 2020census.gov or call 844-330-2020 to complete the 2020 Census. Cool stuff there. And just a quick note before we get into El Paso Inc., we have had Bernie Sargent compile the – he knows all about historical markers. Bernie says there are 14 historical markers in the San Elizario area. So we'll get to that in a minute. But we got – right now, we got to talk about what's going on this week only in El Paso Inc. Why wine could be facing a COVID-related crisis as the harvest begins in New Mexico. Don't do that. After 2 years of design work, construction is expected to start this month on the long-awaited voter-approved Children's Museum in downtown. Also in the ink, as the UK readies its departure from the EU, the British Consul General was in the borderland, albeit virtually, and why he thinks the region holds many opportunities for companies across the pond. The El Paso Inc. is celebrating its 25th year, and El Paso Inc. is available for home or business delivery. To order your copy of El Paso Inc., go online to elpasoinc.com. El Paso police can now issue a citation to people caught with small amounts of marijuana. But not everyone. Sunday night on ABC 7 Extra, Saul Sines will tell you who's eligible, who's not, and how the policy differs from the district attorney's First Chance program, the El Paso Police Cite and Release program. And if you can remember to do it, because you've been working on that product, it's Sunday night at 10:35 on ABC 7 Extra. A lot going on here. Al Borrego's still on here by phone virtually. We appreciate that. And we have Martha Vetta on the phone here. And guess who's coming in? Oh, he just dropped off. I was about to hit him on the phone. And George, where'd you go? George is. We had George queued up, but he dropped off. Okay, Al, let's talk about your conference here. You've got some major stuff coming in here. And I've been reading some of the stuff you sent me over overnight. The conference you've got coming up starts on Friday the 11th. And you're starting at 8:30 in the morning. And then 11:45, you got the Sister Cities ceremony. Before that, you have the Camino Real at 9 a.m., 9:15. The Camino Real and the persistence of its memory. What do you mean by that?
Well, basically what they're going to cover is how does it keep its memory alive today?
Oh.
We're of the thought that the history of the Camino Real de Tierra Adentro doesn't belong in exhibits inside of museums. It needs to be living today like it is.
You walk on it every day.
Everybody wants to make it a history book, but it's not. It's still living. We're still in it.
We drive on it.
So they're going to talk about how that happened.
Okay.
Jorge Carrera is going first. Is going to talk, about exactly how it's that. Inés Cimental is going to talk about theater and how it's being done through reenactment. The expedition arrival and how when they came they probably had the first ever theatrical performance in what is now the United States.
That's Oñate. You're talking Oñate in 1598. They came up and did a play.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. Well, then you keep going on. You got a lunch break. Then you got a panel in the afternoon. What is the significance? A bunch of guys there. Then you go to the historic district and you do the Billy Kid breakout. That's just Friday. You crank over to Saturday. You start up again at 8:30, and then you got a 10-year anniversary of the UNESCO World Heritage Trail. That's a biggie, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the 10-year anniversary of the designation by UNESCO, and we do have some of the people that were involved in that, and we're all going to be talking about the actual designation by UNESCO. We've got Jose Francisco Roman be here, and then we've got a guy by the name of Fernando Carrillo, and he's from San Luis Potosí, who do the same thing we're doing. They're kind of like between us and Mexico City, so they do a conference there every year, and that conference is everybody that's trying to get the rest of the Camino nominated World Heritage, because it isn't from Valle de Andes to Okeowenge.
That's great stuff.
And I'll be speaking about the efforts we're doing here in the U.S. side. And then, we move on to gastronomy, working the land and how the different crops got here and where we're at today and who's doing what.
And you're having...
One person that I left out was, of course, here in the city of San Elizario. They've got an urban agriculture program that they're moving, and it's looking good. We'll have a copy or mind us talking about that.
Al, you got to get near the window again, because there's something wrong with you. If your phone's going digital on us, maybe you can't see the cell tower. Go to the window again, whatever you did.
Okay, how about that? Is that better?
Yes, that's a lot better there. There you go. And also, all of this can be looked at SanElizarioHistory.com/SEGHSTV. Right?
Okay. That's where we're going to broadcast, yeah.
And also you have the programming 9 to noon on Sunday is what? Virtual conference?
9 to noon on Sunday, all virtual programming. What we're going to do is we're preparing still some of the presentations that will be given about the preservation efforts in Juarez and
okay.
the area. And that kind of stuff, and then preservations that we're efforts that we're doing here, some history on the Camino on this side. Those are all videos that will be sent out virtual with live narration on Sunday from 9 till 12.
And everything that you're talking about live is SantaLazarioHistory.com.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. Right. Martha, get ready. We have to ask you some more questions. And if you want to give one more promo about what you're doing and something we haven't heard yet. But first, we need to go to George. George, got you on the radio. What is up with George?
Yeah. This is that unemployed, highly paid volunteer at the museums in San Elizario.
Oh, I heard of you. What's new, dude? What's up?
I have a question for Martha. I'll be at the meeting tomorrow, but I wanted to ask her if she was familiar with a book by the name of Tradición Hispana de Nuevo México. It was written by Dr. José R. López Castón. And he was a professor at the university in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
What do you got, Martha?
I have not heard of that book, but that doesn't mean anything. I would love to see it. I will look it up and see what he has regarding Sor Maria.
You'll be there tomorrow. Both of you, the same place.
Yes. Well, I don't have the book. I just finished an article on Pedro Pino. He was Latino in 1810 that went to Spain. And I just finished writing an article about him. And one of the descendants of the Pino family has that book. And in chapter 21... The whole book is written in Spanish. So this professor must have been from Mexico or Spain. But anyway, in chapter 21, the title is Un Nuevo Mexicano Va a España, Pedro Pino y las Cortes de Cádiz.
Write that down for her tomorrow.
I'm writing that down, yeah.
Oh, you'll be there tomorrow. We make sure you get it from George.
Yes.
Well, George...
And what I can do is I can take a page, because in chapter 14 the title is Una Informa Atrayente, El Memorio de Fray Alonso de Benavides, and I'm almost sure that in that chapter you'll be able to find Fray Benavides' discussion of the Blue Nun.
Oh boy.
Right.
But anyway, tomorrow when I see you, I'll give you a copy of
okay,
the book.
Okay, thank
you. I don't have the book, but I can tell you where to get information on.
George, thank you, dude.
Perfect. Thank you.
Appreciate George. You bringing up the rears there, so to speak, and have a great conference tomorrow. Thanks a lot for calling.
Alrighty, bye now.
You take her easy. Interesting stuff. A lot of history here, and I got to tell you about one more place that's on the Camino Real, literally, and with the Camino Real to be active today. They would go right through the dining room of Pepe's restaurant in Cañatillo. Did you know that? They would.
Yeah, I bet it would. The first table
on the right.
Yeah, there it is. And they have the Juan and only margarita up there. Did you know that?
That's awesome.
I do.
We need to go there and celebrate.
Well, we're not going to make it today. I don't think any of the radio people are going to get there today. But I'll be there next week for sure. And we'll have a party, and you can get the Juan and only margarita there at Pepe's. It's 6761 Donovan. We push our sponsors when we can, because those guys damn near folded. I mean, they had a whole hard time back in the virus days, and so we helped them to get takeout, and they're back alive again, and that's great. So anyway, taking a break one more time here. Al and Martha, get ready for some summations coming up. We got to take one more break. Come back in just a moment. Andrew, hit the button.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell properties. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca at 915-592-4549. Call Monterey Asset Management to discuss your personal financial needs at 592-4549.
Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice. Continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at unbound.org.
If you want to increase sales and attract new customers, you need to do business online. Keys Digital Marketing helps businesses of all sizes create affordable digital marketing that works. From websites to social media campaigns, we'll find the right strategy to reach your customers all day, every day. Never advertised online before? Not a problem. We do it all so you can focus on running your business. Make the power of digital marketing work for you. Visit us now at keysdigitalmarketing.com. That's keysdigitalmarketing.com.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Are you ready for the bell? Hit the dadgum bell. What the heck? It's the city of Socorro. Yeah, we're all getting tired of that. City of Socorro, fight for your future. 2020 Census Campaign, 2020census.gov. Call 844-330-2020 to complete the census campaign form thingy. And if you don't, you don't get any congressmen. I mean, if you turn in zero, you don't get any congressmen, right, Andrew? Well, if you turn in zero, nobody can turn in zero. But they're like at 65%, 62% in Socorro. They need the full 100% registered down there, so check that out. One more thing just to let you know before we get back to the talking here. A major Labor Day sale going on at Mission Del Rey Southwest. 20% off a sale. Everything ordered online this weekend. So think about that. 20% off everything. It's a radio show special also of 30% off all merchandise. Next week in the store, Tuesday through Friday, all week, when you mention the radio show. Next week, 30% off everything in the store. Boy, I hope I'm right. I'll have to eat my shorts here. 30% off all the merchandise next Tuesday through Friday for the Labor Day special. And that's number, call them up, 440-2140. Basically, Pelicano and Lee Trevino. Been out there a couple of times. Wonderful place. Okay, a couple of minutes left here. Martha, summarize, you got an election tomorrow. It's going to be crowded. It's going to be fun. But you're going to talk about the Blue Nun, and we're not talking wine.
Right. We're talking about the Lady in Blue, Sor Maria de Jesus de Agreda, who lived in the 1600s, so bilocated to the southwest in 1620. And that's what we'll be focusing on, is what happened here.
What do you think the chances are she'll float into the room? Ah,
wow.
Got
that
you.
Would be amazing.
That got you there. Make sure you got the cameras rolling,
I would love
Al.
That.
Al, don't miss. If she shows up, don't miss this one, Al. Good Lord, that'd be video to think about. It just reminded me of something, Al. Remember when you and I were talking down there in the gazebo one night with Lady Diana Calamia?
Right.
All of a sudden, the photographers were taking still pictures, and a huge orb showed up right in the middle between you two. And it wasn't in the frame
That's
ahead,
right.
And it wasn't in the frame behind. It wasn't her necessarily. We think it might have been St. Elcyar. No?
It could have been anybody at that point.
Yeah, you
it
never
might
know.
Have been Sor Maria.
You never know. But, I mean, if she shows up tomorrow, you better get that on video recorded, dude. Jeezy peasy.
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, yeah. Of course, now you've got the major conference. You're doing these Sunday lectures the entire month of September? What am I looking at here? What is that piece of paper? You're doing
right. We're doing a monthly conversations, we call them. There at the Portales Museum every month on the first Sunday of every month.
Okay, first Sunday.
Of course, Martha Vera will be the first speaker. In October, we have Tomas Cuevas, who it's a binational heritage tourism talk.
Oh, no. He bilocates.
The director of tourism.
He bilocates. Look out. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. And then we'll have in October, we've got Gary DeLeon. He'll be talking about the descendants of the Oñate expedition, which he does a regular entry almost every day on a descendant from the expedition, which is pretty cool. And then it'll go on. We haven't added our December one, but every month on the first Sunday of the month after our meeting, we'll have a speaker. That'll go on.
Keep stirring up the history, Al Borrego, because that's what we need in this town. People need to understand the history. Generally speaking, if you went to public school here, you did not get taught your history. You may have learned it outside the class, but you didn't hear it in a classroom. And that's really sad, right? Because the history here is incredible. Martha, where'd you go to school?
I went to Eastwood High School, and I have my bachelor's and master's from UTEP.
Okay, you learned history on your own because you didn't hear it in high school, did you?
Right, that's true.
We don't
really get, we got Texas history, we got, U.S. history, but we didn't get any history prior to that.
But when you got Texas history, they told you about the Battle of Independence, and then, we're out of time, and that's what I got. That's all I heard.
Uh-huh.
Oh, San Jacinto, right. We got a plaza. What does that mean? Oh, they had a battle. And when they're done with that, there's out of time. They said nothing about Keystone Heritage Park, nothing about the Camino Real, nothing about Oñate. God bless you, Al Borrego, for what you're doing down there in Oñate. And again, it's for the Oñate Conference. And you're doing that on this weekend coming up, Friday, Saturday, and every Sunday in the first of the month, you're going to have a lecture, and Martha's the first one mañana, see?
Every first Sunday, we'll do the lectures.
Good, because that's all the Spanish I had. I'm glad you didn't answer me in Spanish.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have worked. And Andrew Polk, I want to thank you for doing what you do in there. Don't forget, y'all, Andrew has a radio show every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And then we follow on the History Show. We expect Melissa Sargent back here next week. Thank her for doing a bunch of posting there. We've now ended up the program with 11,179 people looking at just the promo just on Facebook. So you can imagine there's a few more people out there lurking around, listening all over the place. Al Borrego, thanks again for what you do and for being on the radio. Martha Vera, good to talk to you again, and good luck with your conference tomorrow. And it's going to be a lot of fun hearing about El Paso history. You guys keep it up. And when we can, let's all meet out on the Camino Real in Cañatillo, like maybe even next Saturday if you got time. No, now you'll be busy. You guys will be busy in San Jose. One of these days, we'll meet out there for lunch. Al, again, thank you. Martha, thank you. See y'all next week, all right?
Thank you, Jackson.
Thank you.
Y'all, thank you, Al.
Bye-bye.
Y'all take it easy. See you in the streets. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Monterey Asset Management, Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. And by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.